Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass right now. It is my pleasure to welcome on the Metal Queen, Doro Pesch. Of course, you know Doro, just an icon in the world of metal. And you just mentioned before we jumped on the air that you just got back from England playing one of your first big, you know, shows since this time of craziness, this lockdown. How did that feel, Doro?
Yes. Oh man, yeah, hi guys. It was so good. We played a couple of shows before, but they were all like different shows, and now yeah, it was my second festival in England in Sheffield, Rocking the Bowl. We were headliner and we were flying, and oh god, the fans were on fire. It was great. And 3 weeks ago we did a great festival in Belgium, the Alcatraz Festival. So it was the first time that we did like normal festivals again. Before it was different shows, but it was good. We could always keep it going. The band and road crew, everybody had always something to do. And we did some drive-in shows before and some beach chair open airs, which was really interesting. And it really makes you work 10 times harder to reach the people, that everybody gets excited. But now when we played festivals, man, we were all like, you know, in good shape, and it was so much fun. And it feels good, that it feels like, yeah, everything is opening up and stuff. And yeah, it's so awesome. Yeah.
Last night I went to my first big metal show. It was the Black Dahlia Murder over here in Seattle. And it was so nice to see people headbanging and just going crazy. It just felt healing in our weird metal way.
Totally. No? Yeah, totally. I totally understand. And man, I felt too, everybody was so hungry, so it was extra special, extra powerful, and oh, I can imagine. Yeah, that feels good. I can't wait to hop on tour again, hop on a real tour bus, and play in Seattle very soon, I hope, like in the next couple of months. So we had like two America tours, but they got cancelled or postponed, and now it feels like everything is slow but sure, a little bit going back to normal. And but of course, being safe, that's the most important thing. But
that's nice. And you know, we can kind of sort of experience, about halfway experience, the live performance of Doro, not in the flesh, but we can pick up the new album Triumph and Agony live. It's coming out September 24th.
Yes.
It's of course the 35th anniversary of Triumph and Agony. First off, congratulations. How's it feel to, you know, know that album is 35 years now, and are you stoked for the release of this live album?
Oh man, it's so much. And it was one of my favorite records. We had like three records before that. It was the first one was Burning the Witches, then mm-hmm. Hellbound, then True Steel. And on True Steel, I could do a little promotion tour in New York. And after 2 days, I thought, oh, I want to stay. And I fell in love with America and I stayed. And then, yeah, we started working on the Triumph and Agony album. And we could really feel there's more magic. And it was probably the right time, the right place. Great people involved. For example, Cozy Powell played a couple of songs on this original album, and so many great memories. So it was a total joy to record it live, and we really played it the first time in its entirety. We never did before. We always played like songs, of course, like Oh We Are, I Rule Ruins, Metal Tango, East Meets West, Für Immer, but we never did its. The whole album. So I called my old guitar player, Tommy Bowen, and I said, hey, Tommy, you know, shall we play this one time in its entirety? He said, oh, I'm ready. So we did. And we played a tour in America, in Spain, did some festivals. Yeah. And one of these festivals was Sweden Rock. And it was actually that had the most magic and great camera work and, you know, great sound. So awesome. So that's what I did the last 6 months, and was working on this in the studio on it. And it's a live CD and a Blu-ray. Nice. And yeah, and to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Triumph and Agony. Yeah, every song sounds killer, and the atmosphere with the people. It was before the pandemic, so mm-hmm. you know, everybody was totally going full out, and it was really, really fantastic. Yeah.
So you've been busy then this past, you know, I mean, a lot of bands have been in the studio recording, and some people have been taking breaks or, you know, whatever they need to do for their mental health or personal health. But sounds like you've been busy. So you were working on this for 6 months. What else did you fill your time with?
Yeah.
And how'd you stay sane?
Yeah, I tell you, that's a key, like, keeping busy, that's always good. You have no time to get depressed. And last year I was going into the studio and I thought, okay, if we can't go on tour, no festivals, then I wanted to do a best of. And then I was going through all the archives, like live recordings. And I thought, okay, I picked my 15 favorite songs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we do a best of. And then it wasn't 15, it wasn't 25, not 35, not 45. It was 56 songs.
Wow.
And I put it on this album. It was called Magic Diamonds, Best of Rock, Ballads, and Rare Treasures. And Rare Treasures were like totally unreleased stuff and songs. And I think people like that the most. And Die Hard fan, they like that the most. And there was one song of the Triumph and Agony, like a live recording, and it was Make Time for Love. And I thought, wow, you know, let me see what else I can do. So last year I did this Magic Diamonds album. And then this year, when we still couldn't tour like we planned, mm-hmm. and I thought, let me see the Triumph and Agony recordings. And then I went through everything, bootlegs and all, and stuff from 88 and 87. 87 was actually our tour with the legendary Ronnie James Dio, and 88 in America with Megadeth and Sanctuary. And then I found some great stuff. And I thought, yeah, let's do a Blu-ray and a live CD. And so I always like had like, you know, good music around mm-hmm. me, the fans, like when I was watching them, you know, going totally crazy. And, you know, and then it was so funny when I walked out of the studio, it was a total lockdown sometimes. And, you know, and in the studio it was like total mayhem. And then outside it was like ghost town. So I always, you know, thought, yeah, I want to do in the studio, you know, whatever I can do. And we wrote some new songs for a new album for next year. And so keeping busy is really good, you know. And yeah, and we did some gigs, like, you know, different ones, but we could play live here and there. And it was good, like, to still keep in, you know, like stay in good shape, you know. So it was important too.
That's the beautiful thing about it is, like, you know, us as metal fans or and you as a musician, you can, you know, there's no trappings there with your mind. You know, there is no restrictions on creative output. You can stick yourself in the lab and just create and form new ideas. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes. And I always have the fans in the back of my mind. That's like, you know, that's my, you know, like, I always get motivated by the fans and inspired. And when I was about 24, then I thought, yeah, I want to dedicate my life to metal and to the fans. And I was so happy. I never missed a thing. So I never started settling down or forming a family. The family is definitely my fans. And, and then when I think of some song ideas, then I always have the fans in the back of my mind. I think, oh, fans of these anthems, they might like this new song or speed metal kind of stuff. They like this one. Yeah. So it's so great. Being a metalhead, that's that's the best. And especially in hard times like it is now. And and I still kept in touch with so many metalheads from all over the world. So that was so cool. And thanks to technology, in the 80s was impossible to even, make long phone calls. I remember it was sinfully expensive. And now you can do all these great things and Skype and stuff and stay in touch and even record. I could tell the guys, hey, on the Triumph and Agony Live, we have to fix some things because there were always some, feedbacks or a cable which was making noise. So everybody could, go into their home studio, fix stuff. Yep. And then it was great. Actually, I just worked with my engineer and then it was, sometimes I thought, man, it's pretty lonely. But then as soon as we put the music on, everything was, great.
Absolutely. And Doro, I think it was so awesome, growing up and seeing, I'm not a woman, but I'm assuming that for, so many young girl and women metalheads, it was so awesome to see you represent them, as this strong feminine role model in heavy metal. I have a question for you. Do you have any words of advice for young girls or women who want to be a rocker, who want to, start a band or?
I just think, hey, just be yourself, do what you feel. Always, go like your gut feeling and follow your heart. That's the best you can do, do what you really like and never let them change you. Never let them bastards get you down. Just do your thing and do it full force. It is good when you don't take a break. I think, doing something maybe on a daily basis, that's really good. Just do it. Just start and you will see it's always going up and down, up and down. But you always live and learn. So, and what doesn't kill you really makes you stronger. Yeah. And surround yourself with good people who maybe, believe in you. If nobody believes in you, just believe in yourself and do your thing and just start something and start somewhere. And then, you will get better and better, when you do it longer and longer, you feel it out and that's my thing and that's what people really like. And so just do it. And I never thought even when I started my first band, I never realized that I was a female musician or female singer. I just did what I loved. I was always a metalhead. And the guys in the band, I was just some, a band member.
Yeah.
So, and then later on, journalists, I said, so how is it to be a woman? But before I really, it felt totally normal, natural.
Yeah.
And from day one, I felt really, connected to the fans. That was always that made me so happy. And then I went on tour with all my idols. I was so blessed. I was so lucky. My first tour was actually with Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
And then my second tour, Wasp, and third tour with the legendary Ronnie James Dio, and then with Megadeth. And
not a
Lemmy
bad few,
and
first
Motorhead
few tours,
Sexy.
Right? Not
no,
a bad
no,
first few tours.
And I was a big Kiss fan, so I was so lucky. One time, Gene Simmons produced one of our records, so I could always learn from the best, you know. And I felt always very supported. Everybody was super nice and supportive,
That's awesome. So
being a girl is great. I tell you, it's I'm really happy to be a woman. It feels good. And even in the metal world, it's great. So I would definitely, my advice, just go for it. Follow your heart, you can never go wrong.
Awesome. All right, Doro, my last question for you before we let you go on. I have one question. It's kind of a weird one, but just go along. So pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Oh, that's a good question. I love that. I love it. Because I have a scar on my arm. And actually, it was back then, I had like, it was my best girlfriend. Her name was Angie. And, you know, we were 10 years old. And we were like kids. We went to the same school. And we really liked each other. And we were always hanging out, you know, doing stupid stuff, of course. And then one time we said, hey, let's do this this thing. You know, we saw it in movies. Like, you know, let's become blood brothers, you know, or blood sisters. So we thought, okay, how shall we do it? With a knife or something? And then, you know, that didn't seem right. And then we saw like there was a little razor blade. Okay. And we thought, oh, that's pretty cool. So I said, okay, Angie, you know what? I will cut my arm first and then you cut your arm. So I was there and then suddenly we were looking at it and we thought, oh, that looks pretty scary. So I said, how about we both close our eyes? And then, you know, I said, Angie, you do it in my arm. I do it in your arm. Okay. So enough said. So I closed my eyes and she cut that thing in my arm and then it got stuck. And then I looked at it and I thought, oh no, immediately, like, you know, blood was like, you know, like flowing. And we thought, oh no, oh no. So to make a long story short, I had to go into the hospital. And then all the doctors and the nurses said, so what happened? And then we kids, we said, oh yeah, and the razor blade fell down from above. And I said, yeah. We know what you did. And I got stitches and stuff. And, of course, you know, it got infected time. So I almost lost my arm, but I was lucky. In the end, everything worked out. And then, you know, and then she said, man, now you just cut your arm. So I have to do something. And then we did something on her body later. Oh, yeah. And of course, she got a big infection as well. But we were blood sisters. And I still love her till this day, you know, to this day. And I have this big scar. And it always reminds me of a great friendship. So, but I would not recommend it. You know, it was so stupid. You know, we are young and stupid and we do many things. And yeah, and I almost lost my arm. So I thought, man, it's like not so cool. But in the end, everything went well, thank God. Thank God to good doctors and nurses.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Doro. Doro Pesh. Doro is going to be releasing Triumph and Agony live on September 24th. We look forward to seeing that and hopefully in the future sometime live. Do you have any final words for the Northwest audience in Metal Shop?
Oh, yes. Hey, you guys, the metalheads of Metal Shop, I love you. I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to play live again and play all these cool songs, especially of the Triumph and Agony album, which, you know, All We Are, that's always our last song and it's always the best song. So, yeah, so I wish everybody staying healthy and, you know, keep on rocking, stay metal, all that good stuff and, you know, and power on. And, yeah, I know we'll see you very, very soon. And you're always deep inside my heart for immer. That means forever. That was my first German song on the Triumph and Agony and I always love to play it live. And I wish everybody, nothing but the best and keep on rocking.
Awesome. Doro, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show and see you very soon in Seattle. It's been a while that we played there, but I have the best memories on playing this. There were a couple of clubs and I loved them so much and the audience was awesome. So I hope I see you very, very soon.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there, Doro. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great day too, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. So,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.